Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler, 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. And for the next 2 hours, we're going to be looking back and honoring the memory of many of the great blues and R&B and soul artists who we lost in 2018. You're going to be hearing about Aretha Franklin and Jody Williams, Denise LaSalle, Terry Evans, Otis Rush, and Tony Joe White. Tony Joe White passed away in October at the age of 75. He'll always be known as the father of swamp blues for his 1968 classic Poke Salad Annie. But he was a lot more than that, a prolific writer who composed Rainy Night in Georgia. His songs were covered by Elvis, Tina Turner, and Ray Charles. Born on a farm in northeastern Louisiana in 1943, he grew up harvesting cotton and corn. In 1967, he was working as a dump truck driver in Marietta, Georgia, and heard Bobby Gentry's groundbreaking 1967 hit, Ode to Billy Joe. This inspired him to write his own songs about his southern life. He began working clubs and moved to Nashville in 68, where he signed with Monument Records and released 4 singles with little commercial success. Poke Salad Annie had been out for several months before it hit the charts, climbing to the top 10 by August of 1969. The song vividly portrays his southern childhood in the swamplands near the Mississippi River.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Get home and cook it for supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Now every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Toast sack, poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Truck patch, poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Suck a little poke salad to me. You know I need me a mess of it.
About the same time that Poke Salad Annie entered the radio charts, another Tony Joe White composition had even greater success.
Singer Brooke Benton took White's song Rainy Night in Georgia to the top of the soul charts and to number 4 in the Billboard Hot 100. The song is one of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. Here's Tony Joe White's own recording of the song from 1969, Rainy Night in Georgia.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain a-falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. A rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia, oh, Eve, it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. Distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. It's such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all. Times of wonder, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it, think of it, you just got to do your own thing. Yeah. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take out my guitar to pass some time. Late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest and I'm alright. A rainy night in Georgia. Lord, it's such a rain.
Tony Joe White followed Poke Salad Annie with more successful singles, a role in a rock opera, and tour dates with Steppenwolf, Sly and the Family Stone, and Creedence Clearwater Revival. In the late 80s, he teamed up with Tina Turner, writing 4 songs for her Foreign Affairs album, including the hit single Steamy Windows. Tony Joe White continued to write, record, and tour until his death in October, releasing over 24 studio albums and a lasting legacy as the father of swamp blues. This is a track from 2013, Who You Gonna Hoodoo Now?
Coffee skin, little bit of cream. Eyes with a touch of green, high cheekbone, kind of tall. You won't think twice if you think
at all. She's like a panther on the prowl. Who you gonna
bring Tony Joe White and on All Blues on 88.5 KNKX. Thanks for tuning in.
You turn on KNKX for great music, dependable news coverage, and connections to the community you love. We love that you turn to us each day, and so now we're turning to you. It is your support that keeps the jazz, the blues, and the news on the air. In fact, listeners provide most of our funding. Making a gift before the end of the year will help us get 2019 off to a great start. Hard to believe it's already 2019. Please make your year-end gift before December 31st at knkx.org. And thanks.
We're in the middle of a two-hour retrospective of the blues and R&B artists who we lost this year. 88.5 KNKX connects you to All Blues all night long, and now we remember Otis Rush. Otis Rush died in September at the age of 84. He was one of the primary architects of the Chicago guitar sound of the 1950s and 60s, along with Buddy Guy and Magic Sam. His guitar playing and passionate vocals exemplified the sound of modern amplified blues, and he recorded many songs that are now considered blues classics.
Rush was born in Philadelphia, Mississippi in 1935 and began teaching himself guitar at the age of 8. He moved to Chicago as a teenager, and after seeing Muddy Waters perform, Rush started a life in music, making a name for himself in the clubs on the west and south sides of Chicago. He signed with Cobra Records in 1956 and released 8 singles in the next 2 years. His debut single, I Can't Quit You Baby, reached number 6 on the Billboard R&B chart that year, putting Otis Rush on the musical map.
Well, I can't quit you, baby, but I got to put you down for a while. Put you down for a while. Well, you messed up my happy home, babe. Made me mistreat my only child.
Otis Rush had a signature guitar style with dramatic note bends and slashing, improvised solos. He had a unique approach, a left-handed guitarist. He used a normal string setup and tuning, but played with his guitar reversed with the neck to his right side, so he was bending strings by pulling them down rather than pushing them up as a right-handed guitarist would do. Here's Otis Rush from 1958 with All Your Love, I Miss Loving.
Still for you, the way I love you, baby. know you love me too.
Throughout his career, Otis Rush had a series of issues with recording labels, starting with the demise of Cobra Records in 1958, but he continued to record with Chess and Vanguard in the 60s and maintained a busy tour schedule. In 1969, Otis Rush went in a new direction with a soul-flavored album recorded at the legendary Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. From that session, here's Working Man. Otis Rush's influence is felt far and wide. Led Zeppelin covered I Can't Quit You Baby on their 1969 debut. Stevie Ray Vaughan named his band Double Trouble after an Otis Rush song. He placed number 53 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 Greatest Guitarists, won a Grammy in 1996, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1984. Here's one more as we remember Otis Rush. It's Right Place, Wrong Time. Thank you.
time. Trying to find the one woman I can call mine. Yes, I'm always at the right place at the wrong time. Trying to find the one woman I can call mine. Yes, when I start a conversation, they tell me they don't leave good things laying around. It says someone for everybody. Oh, I wonder where in the world's the one for me. Yes, they say there's someone for everybody. I wonder where in the world is the one for me. Another day is gone. My heart remains in misery.
Remembering Otis Rush on All Blues on 88.5 KNKX. We're about halfway into, we're just about a quarter of the way through tonight's tributes to the blues and soul artists we lost in 2018. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler, 88.5 KNKX. Connect you to All Blues all night long. And tomorrow night, Sunday, we'll also be doing the same retrospective from 7 to 9. So if you know someone that didn't get to hear it tonight, let them know to tune in to to All Blues Tomorrow. And our tribute continues with Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin died in August at the age of 76. Universally acclaimed as the Queen of Soul and one of America's greatest singers. In a musical career of more than five decades, Aretha Franklin had more than 100 singles on the Billboard charts. She received 18 Grammy Awards. She was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But she was so much more than a singer, songwriter, civil rights activist, actress, and pianist. When Aretha Franklin sang Respect, the song that became her signature, it was a demand for equality and freedom and an early call to feminism. Aretha Franklin began her career as a child singing gospel at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, where her father, C.L. Franklin, was minister. It was apparent that she was gifted, and she became the star singer at the church. Her parents separated when she was six, and her mother died 4 years later. During that time, she and her siblings were cared for by their grandmother and also by family friend Mahalia Jackson. C.L. Franklin welcomed visiting musicians, and a young Aretha came to know many of them, including Art Tatum, Sam Cooke, and Dinah Washington. At 12, Aretha Franklin joined her father on tour and was featured singing alongside leading gospel performers of the day. Along the way, she learned how to play piano by ear and was not able to read music until much later in her life. This is Aretha's first recording, made when she was 14 years old, While the Blood Runs Warm. By this point, Aretha had already dropped out of high school and had a baby just before her 12th birthday and another when she was 14. She never revealed who the fathers were. As a young gospel singer, she worked with the Soul Stirrers, the Staple Singers, and went on tour with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. After she turned 18, Aretha confided to her father that she aspired to follow the path of Sam Cooke and record pop music. Around 1960, she signed with Columbia Records, and her first single was released, which eventually reached top 10 on the R&B charts, Today I Sing the Blues.
This morning and circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why I had that sad and lonely feeling until my baby called and said, we're through. Today, this time I sing a love song, but today I'm singing the blues. It strikes me kind of funny how love can be this way. Alone again today, and it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair.
Along with other successful releases like Won't Be Long and Rockabye Your Baby, Franklin was recognized by Downbeat magazine in 1961 as a new star vocalist. But despite the fact that she was starting to earn money as a live performer, she wasn't satisfied with her success at Columbia. When her contract expired in 1966, she moved to Atlantic Records, which she felt would be more sympathetic to her gospel roots. In 1967, Atlantic and her producer Jerry Wexler guided her to a string of hits, starting with I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. This time, Franklin helped arrange the music and played piano herself, as she'd rarely done since her gospel days.
Keep telling me that you ain't no good.
Later that year came Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, and Respect, and her first full-length album for Atlantic, which eventually turned gold. Two more top 10 hits capped the year, Baby I Love You and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. But it was the song Respect that really cemented her importance to the country. Recorded in 1967, Franklin said, "It was the need of a nation, the need of the average man and woman in the street. Everyone wanted respect." Respect reached number one and brought her first two Grammy Awards. She won the Grammy for Best Female R&B Performance every year from 1968 through 1975. By the end of 68, she had made three more albums for Atlantic and had seven more top 10 hits, including Say a Little Prayer, Think, and Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, 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 chain,
All Blues on 88.5 KNKX. Our Aretha Franklin tribute will continue in just a moment. And All Blues connects you to Aretha Franklin and the rest of our tributes, which will continue till 9 o'clock tonight.